the Holy Spirit is who's going to do it all. Nothing rests on you. God doesn't need us for anything. We just get to. It's an honor to be able to serve Him and to have these opportunities. You don't need to be afraid of them or fearful. If God's allowing it to come your way, then He's going to see you through it. He will enable you if He's called you to that moment. But you don't have to worry and be like, oh man, what if I mess this up? I mean, unless you're just honestly a giant jerk and you're sinful in your behavior, you're not going to mess it up. Just have a conversation. That's it. With love and kindness and respect and gentleness. If you do those things, you will be set up for success, but you don't lean away from what you know to be true. We're not giving our own opinions. We're saying what God's word says, what God's opinion is. And when you know it, and if you've studied it, you're just burying the word of God into you, then whenever that potential counterfeit comes across, you're going to be able to recognize it. Ladies, it's time. It's time we get back to the basics. It's time we get back to God's design for our lives. It's time we drink from the living water. So meet us at the well. It's not too late. He's waiting. Truth Rising was made possible thanks to the Kimberly Tower Foundation. The KTF is a united force devoted to uplifting and empowering women and children. Through their efforts, they kindle a sense of belonging, spur personal growth, and create an enduring legacy of impact. To learn more, please see the show notes and look into the KTF4love.org. Hey, Truth Rising, it's Tiffany, and I'm here with, I think we're going to label this a series titled Truth or Counterfeit. This is all coming from 1 Peter 3:15, where it says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." All right, church, I think we're a lot of lazy Christians. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, because I definitely was one of those. If someone would have asked me kind of any of the basic 101 of why I'm a Christian and what I believe, I really honestly couldn't have answered you. I know the things that are important, you know, like Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm a sinner. I've repented. He died for my sins. He rose again. Absolutely. However, if you wanted me to go any further into conversation with you, I really don't think I could have dived in that much. And I would give myself excuses. Yeah, that's just not me. I don't have that gifting. That's not, you know, my part to play in the body of Christ. Yeah. I don't think that we're allowed to say that. According to this, we're supposed to be able to give a reason for the hope that is in us. And on top of that, we're called by Christ to go and make disciples, right? That's the Great Commission. As He's ascending up into heaven, that's the last thing He says. So it's got to be important. And how are you to make disciples if we're not sitting in the Word of God and studying the truth and putting that in our minds and in our hearts, right? And so I just kind of want to start a little series here on this journey that God has given me the opportunity to start going on in my own life. And that's having conversations with people outside of what I believe, or some that think they are Christians. And honestly, they're not, according to what the Word of God says. And what I want to do in this episode is basically give you some of the things to help set you up for success, hopefully. And then on top of that, start diving into the parts of scripture, the conversations that I've had, and what has happened as I've dove into the Word of God, and what the Holy Spirit's helped teach me and lead me and give me that wisdom and guidance on. So one thing that I've done is I ordered a Bible off Amazon, just an ESV journaling Bible, and it's very small. And I didn't want anything else written in here other than what I'm, I guess, my truth Bible, right? The Bible is true. But I wanted to have a way and something without all my side notes and all the stuff I've studied and highlighted. I want to be able to reference a little bit more quickly, I guess, than having to sit, which is not wrong. This is not a problem, by the way, and Google all of this or flip through and go all around. I wanted something that would just be a quicker reference for me to have access to. And I'm leaving it by my front door, or I can take it with me if I'm going somewhere and I know that, whatever the case may be. But I want to be able to have that. And it's not giganto. And I just am going through and I'm highlighting important scriptures and putting little notes next to it. So if ever I want to go outside and have a conversation, I don't need to be running around trying to find whatever else I need. I can have it right there. and go outside and through the Holy Spirit in me, have a great conversation with someone who maybe comes and knocks at my door. And y'all know people are knocking at your door. What are you doing when they come knock? Are you hiding? Are you telling them to go kick rocks? Are you being a big giant jerk face in this conversation? Because right here it says you're to be gentle and respectful. But that's a side note. We'll get to that later. So that's the first thing that I've done. I've got myself a little Bible to have just to hold and open up. And I love that. I love that the Holy Spirit gave me that idea and that I've started going through. And it's actually really exciting for me. I'm loving it. It's a brand new Bible. And I get a highlight and I don't know. It's just pretty cool. And there's things I've never seen before that are just jumping off the page at me. And it's this like connecting of dots in a way that I haven't ever had in my faith before. And I love it. Number two, put a note section on your phone specifically with the same scripture. So if you're ever out, we all have our phones with us 24/7. It's probably the demise of our society. Let's use it for good. And have these right there. You can put the link directly into like the Bible app into your notes section. So you can click on it and pull up the Word of God and have it right there. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of times this is only going to work when you have others that are believing in something, whatever that may be. If you're talking to an atheist, you're probably not going to be able to really sit and reference the Word of God as much, but that's where the fact that the Bible is a historical book as well, and you have all of these people out there giving you the evidence to support what Scripture says, that may be something that you have handy within your notes section that you can flip to, right? And that you can reference and say, hey, look, this is what blah, 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 fill in the blank. So a note section on your phone, I think, is really a great idea as well. Y'all, do you even know, this is number three, do you even know what the gospel is? Seriously, I thought the gospel was the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for the longest time. I didn't realize like it's its own thing. And we've done an episode on what the gospel is exactly. However, you need to sit down and know that for yourself and be able to articulate that to someone who asks. And don't do this. This is something that came out in one of my recent Bible studies, and I love this. But she was young, when she was younger, her husband, who was her boyfriend at the time, kept saying, you know, you got to be saved. You got to be saved. She thought she was in literal physical danger. And she kept going home and telling her mom, like, he thinks I'm in danger and I don't know what to do. And I don't know what this danger is. So basically my point from that, one of the best things I've ever heard is you have to know what the gospel is for yourself, right? The real gospel. What the Word of God says. And then on top of that, how would you articulate that to someone? So you should be practicing this. You should be able to like go stand in front of your mirror. And it's not going to be the same thing every single time, y'all. You got to speak to a Jew, like Paul says. You're going to have to be able to figure out how to articulate that to the different people groups that you're going to come in contact with. But you should at least have like the core basic definition and foundation and able to deliver that on a moment's notice, in season and out of season, right? You should be able to explain that. So number four, watch others put this into practice. There are many people on YouTube that are out recording videos of themselves witnessing to others or evangelizing. It's pretty awesome. It gives you the ways, like, how do I start this conversation? Like, how do I just walk up to someone, or if someone comes to my door, what should I do? How do I engage? How do I keep it in a loving, respectful, kind manner and not get into this, I'm going to argue you to my faith type mentality, which is stupid. It doesn't work. So that's something you can do. I know Apologia Studios, he's fantastic about witnessing. There's also, I think it's called Living Waters. He does like street evangelism. So it's a very different approach, but it's a great one to watch. And then there's another one. Oh, I can't remember. You can just also watch a lot of like apologists. Alisa Childers is fantastic. She wrote Another Gospel. That's a great book to read, by the way. And then there's also, what is his name? Frank Turek. He goes to a lot of like college campuses and just answers really hard, difficult questions. And it's fantastic to listen to his responses. So those are just some ideas of people you can go watch. make sure that you know what they believe before you listen to them engage, because there's all sides on YouTube and how to witness. And so you have to remember other people are trying to witness to you too, because they think you're lost and need to be found. So make sure you know who you're watching and allowing into your eyes and into your ears, ultimately into your mind and your heart. Okay. Number five, and this is the most important in all of this, y'all, pray and ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who's going to do it all. Nothing rests on you. God doesn't need us for anything. We just get to. It's an honor to be able to serve him and to have these opportunities. You don't need to be afraid of them or fearful. If God's allowing it to come your way, then he's going to see you through it. He will enable you if he's called you to that moment and to that time. But you don't have to worry and be like, oh man, what if I mess this up? I mean, unless you're just honestly a giant jerk and you're sinful in your behavior, you're not going to mess it up. Just have a conversation. That's it. With love and kindness and respect and gentleness. If you do those things, you will be set up for success. But you don't tolerate or lean away from what you know to be true. We're not giving our own opinions. We're saying what God's word says, what God's opinion is. And when you know it, and if you've studied it, and you're putting all of this in to you, right? You're just burying the word of God into you. Then whenever that potential counterfeit comes across, you're going to be able to recognize it. It's like those that study money. They don't sit there and study the fake money. They study real money. And then the last part of their training or whatever they're called, they're able to recognize, because then they start pushing through counterfeit. And they're able to recognize it immediately because they've spent so much time studying the real thing, studying the truth. And that's the same for us as Jesus followers. Get into the Word of God, study it, and then know that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you recognize that voice of the Holy Spirit so that when these conversations occur, you allow the Holy Spirit to help guide you and prompt you or let you discern something seems wrong here, or you'll ask questions, or you'll be like, the conversations I've had recently, it is crazy at what the Holy Spirit has allowed to happen in those discussions. It's amazing. Even for myself, like at one point, one of the guys, I remember he kind of looked at me because I looked surprised at what just came out of my mouth. And I was really excited because I was like, isn't that awesome? That's what because I was so excited about it. I never thought of it in that context before. So anyways, those are just some of my ideas. And I'm going to bring you more of these as we go. I have no idea when I'm going to release these episodes. It's going to honestly just be when they come. And the next one I know I already have ready to go is Deuteronomy 13 and 18. Those are really important passages of scripture that can help you identify like false prophets and teachers and false gospels. But just as I walk this out in my own life, I'll bring it here, and I'm going to try to keep these short so they're not really, really long. And you're able to just have something in my little old peasley little brain here, but I got the same Spirit of God in me that you do in you. And so here we go. Let's see what happens with this. I'm excited, and I'm excited to learn more for myself. And yeah, I hope you'll join me. Let's go. God bless y'all. Talk to you soon.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. And may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name, amen.